But right now, let's throw it to the field and talk to our very special correspondent, one Ribby Paltz, who I believe is standing by with a very impressive Cowboy rookie.
Ribby Paltz here with the Paltz newsletter. I'm here with the good player man, Charles Tapper. Charles, how you doing?
I'm doing real good.
Good. Can I call you Chuck?
Oh, yes, you call me Chuck.
All right, Charles. We're conducting a secret anonymous survey on the attitudes of various sports players on their behind-the-scenes stuff about sports.
Oh, okay, that's crazy.
All right. And all these answers are completely confidential and will be kept secret and secured in a bunker in Utah.
Okay.
All right. Don't you agree that Tom Brady is overrated?
Oh, I can't answer that question. No, I don't think he's overrated at all. I mean, that guy has won us some Super Bowls, and to watch him on the field every Sunday, he brings it every Sunday, so no.
That's right. He's a good.
Oh, you can't say that.
All right. What do you know about Benghazi?
I don't know too much about Benghazi, to be honest with you.
You haven't done too much scouting of him?
Uh-uh, not at all.
Do you think more than half the players in the NFL smoke the marijuana? Or over 75%.
I don't think nobody really smokes. I don't really know. I don't re-look into that statistic. That doesn't really go for me.
Good answer there. All right, should Lamar Odom go to rehab to wean himself off of skanky white drama queens?
I can't answer that question. Oh, man, no, I don't think so, though. I mean, he got them Skittles, so the Skittles keep him right.
What? Are you like most Americans in that you don't know who Mike Ducey is or how many prostitutes he's actually killed?
Yeah, I'm not American who doesn't know anything about him.
All right. What is the average number of number twos that you push into a potty each day?
About 100. Oh. You got to get them out of here.
What's the worst thing you can do to a friend's wife?
Oh, make love to her.
Sweet, sweet love?
Yeah, you can't do that to her. That's all messed. That's not your friend if you can do that.
Oh, that pretty love there with the pretty boobies.
No.
All right. Who surrounded the Alamo in 1836 and why are they still there?
I don't know that answer.
How many times a week do you think Gene has to forgive Jerry?
Whoa. Gene has to forgive Jerry. Probably zero times. Jerry's an amazing man.
That's a very political answer there. Chuck.
No, Jerry, everything he said he done for me, so I got nothing but the best to say about him.
How many of Jerry's grandkids do you think will run the team into the ground like he did?
Jerry ain't run the team into no ground, man.
Which was the last decade that Chris Berman was actually funny in?
Oh, you know who that is. You also think it's past my lifetime, I think.
Personal question. Have you ever sent a woman a picture of your ween?
I can't answer that. No, I ain't never did that.
That means yes, doesn't it?
No, I never did that before, man.
All right, what about, has a girl ever sent you a picture of her baby gaper?
Oh, maybe so. Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
You're playing a few ways, aren't you?
No.
Bring it back down.
No.
All right. Who is the most overrated player in the NFL, and do you think that it hurts Sam Bradford's feelings?
Oh, my God. You can't talk about my guy, Sam Bradford. That's Oklahoma player right there. That's my guy right there.
That's right, Oklahoma, yeah. Right? You're Sooner.
I can't talk about my man, Sam. Can't do that.
All right. Has Jerry Jones ever caught a salmon?
He probably done caught sharks. All that we know, man. All that money he got, he catch whatever he want. No, just no salmon. He probably caught 150,000.
All right. And finally, what is your favorite disability?
Huh? What's my favorite disability?
Right.
Ooh. That's a hard question right there. Cause
it's a tough one, isn't it?
The favorite disability. Man, I guess not seeing or something. But that's a hard question because, man, I feel bad for anybody that has disability. I don't feel bad for them because they always strive in life. But disabilities is something that you can't.
So you don't feel bad for people with disabilities?
I don't feel bad for them because they always strive, but I wish I could help them.
So what do you think is worse, not seeing or being blind?
I think it's the same thing.
That's a good point. That old U education kicking in. We had a good time here, man. Didn't we?
Yeah, we had a great time.
Good player, man. Thank you, Charles.
Oh, yeah, we're going.
Man, I'm buying some Charles Tapper stock.
Man.
He's funny.
He didn't know quite what to make of that experience, did he?
He handled it pretty well, though. You buying his stock as a player, too?
Yeah, I think he's going to be pretty good.
He's got a little something,
yeah,
doesn't he?
He's a good player, man.
Yeah, I like that he's wearing Harvey Martin's number, too, 79. That just makes you look like a good pass rusher.
Probably not seeing.
Your favorite disability, boy. He was trying to unwrap himself from that mess.
Such a stomper of a question.
Total.
Just grinds any momentum to a halt.